Prosegue l'incontro con il musicologo francese Benoît Dratwicky, direttore artistico del Centre de Musique Baroque de Versailles. Benoît Dratwicky, il dipartimento di ricerca del Centre de Musique Baroque de Versailles è un laboratorio di musicologia. Esplora tutti gli aspetti della musica francese del XVII-XVIII secolo, da un punto di vista storico, sociologico e artistico, nonché le pratiche esecutive e produce numerose pubblicazioni.
This is certainly the heart of Centre de Musique Baroque de Versailles to be led by the research. Mostly all what we are doing is linked with the scientific aspect. Not everything, because we are also doing things for an audience who doesn't want or doesn't need to have the very final result of the research. But the staff is not so big. We are around 10 people for this part. I am part of the research staff. For sure, we are not specialists of everything. We have all one, two, or three specialties, but we work with a lot of other researchers in France, in Europe, and abroad to complete what we are not doing here directly. But you have to know that for some fields, at that moment, more or less, nobody is working on it. For example, the French classical symphony or the French quartet from the 18th century. I think it's not something on which a lot of people are working nowadays. So we cannot tell that we work on everything. But since 40 years, we have worked on a lot of different aspects, and we are trying to connect also other research on the music with what can be done on sociologic aspect, like the concert and the sociability of the concert, of the performances at the opera house, or the amateur practices in private places. But we try also to connect with all the field of the theater and all what is not really music, but like the question of declamation, the question of baroque dance, costumes, sets. It's not music, but we work with a lot of people working on these topics because it's very important to have this discussion with them and not to work separately.
Benoît Dratwicky, restando sul tema, sappiamo che diverse sono le evidenze musicologiche emerse grazie al lavoro di ricerca svolto dal Centre de Musique Baroque de Versailles, in particolare per quanto riguarda l'impiego del basso continuo nella musica strumentale presente all'interno di molte tragedie lyriques.
These last years, we are people working with us, a lot of big discoveries about the practices. One of my colleagues is working on the sacred music, and for example, he really understood how was working the French choir with the singer, with what was called the small choir, the big choir, and the small choir was not just four soloists or five, but it was around 8 or 10. So, in fact, there were a lot of options in the way of playing Lully and Lalande with half soloist, all the soloists, soloist plus choir singers. And it changes absolutely the way we understand the scores. And also for the opera, we worked a lot of the question of the singers and the type of singers, not only according to the voices or the musical aspects, but also linked with the theatrical aspects. In the opera by Lully, for example, all the ladies have the same tessitura, so you cannot sing in a way of soprano or mezzo soprano. It doesn't give a good overview of the piece, but considering it in a theater way, it helps to understand all these operas, Lully, but also Rameau and others. And the question of continuo, and for example, the basso continuo in the French opera, it was a lot of people. For Lully, it was certainly seven or maybe nine people together, which means that the gambas were certainly playing chords and not playing on the bass line. So it's totally different for them, a totally different job. They were not playing with the full orchestra in the dances because it was two separate groups. The dances was given to the 24 violins of the king, that means a string orchestra. The winds were not doubling the strings we hear nowadays, still nowadays. But in fact, the winds were like actors and dancers only on stage in costumes, so playing only in some pieces. And the continuo in the orchestral pit, they were mix of gambas, bass de violon, or cellos, theorbo, harpsichords. And we know exactly now, thanks to all what has been rediscovered, we know exactly their name, when they enter, when they leave, I mean, when they begin, when they end their career. We have the score on which they perform. We have around 4,000 scores at the Paris National Library. the scores used by the singers and the orchestra at the time. Nowhere else on earth you find this. And for example, for the singers, you have the name of the singer written in a corner, and you have all the annotation of his lesson with the master of singing of the Paris Opera. All the ornaments, all the ways where they breathe, everything. All the consonances which you have to do stronger. And so it's amazing, because you don't think that, you see that they were doing that. And so we have the score, for example, of Maramare, the viola score of Maramare in the orchestral pit for some operas. So you see exactly what he was writing on his score. And this doesn't exist anywhere else. So in France, if you want to know for some topics like opera, you can know a lot of things, really a lot of things. And for the moment, we don't use mainly this for a lot of reasons. Mainly good reasons, to be honest, but it can still help to understand differently all this repertoire. That means we can begin a new French Baroque Revolution thanks to what has been done during half a century and thanks to the result of the research and all the numerization which have been done. So it's very interesting for young people, and even for people of my age, we still have a lot of things to do. The story is not told. We can begin once more. Thank you.
Benoît Dratvicky, altro punto di interesse del Centre de Musique Baroque de Versailles è la formazione musicale, affidata a una scuola corale e ai corsi dell'Accademia, per promuovere la conoscenza e la pratica della musica antica e in particolare della musica barocca francese.
Since the beginning of the center, we have a school, it's a choir with children and adults, so it's around 20 adults and 100 children each year, so the same for several years. So the children, they are mainly coming from Versailles, mostly they won't be a professional musician, they will be doctors and advocates and so on, but for their life, being touched so young, this complicated music that they perform more or less each week at the Royal Chapel, each Thursday, it gives them a base which is incredible for their full life. For the adults, to be honest, lot of them after are joining professional choirs or even they are soloists, some are even conductors and so on. And so I would say that 70% of the people who come here in the choir as adults, they will be professional after this. So it's very nice for us to see how many people are helped by this formation. We also work with a lot of conservatories in France and abroad to teach French music also to instrumentalists. And for this, we also use our instruments because since 20 years, we are building instruments which are copies of historical instruments. And we also built some experimental instruments which have disappeared. So we make propositions for them that I mean, a normal musician would not do because it's too expensive. And if it doesn't work, it's a shame. But we are here to experiment. So on clarinets, on oboes, on cromons, on the flutes, recorders, bows also, we are working a lot to propose new experimentation. And these instruments are used in a lot of conservatories for big pedagogical projects.
Benoît Dratvicky, infine, proprio in questi giorni è in corso una produzione di un'opera di Lully, attualizzando i contenuti di cui abbiamo finora parlato, in che modo i risultati musicologici si applicano, per esempio, in questo caso?
Since 4 or 5 years we are working a lot with my colleagues on the question of Lully operas. You could imagine that Lully operas is an evidence and everything has been found and done and told about that, but in fact, absolutely not. It's a separate world and it's fascinating. And we found a lot of things, and thanks to very famous conductors, we have been able to experiment with the best musicians. So 3 years ago, we did Attis by Lully with Alexis Kosenko and Les Ambassadeurs with our choir. And we found a lot of things which are totally different from what has been done in Attis by all the others. Last year we did Percé also by Lully with Hervé Niquet and Le Concert Spirituel also with our choir. And we did some choices different from what we did in Attis for the part that we don't know or we are not sure because there are some parts. It was also fascinating and we found other things and that we did not think about the year before. And now with Christophe Rousset and Leta Landric, and also with our choir, we experimented on Cadmus et Hermione by Lully. And so with Christophe, we go in some direction for some aspects, but you have to know that each conductor has also his own habits and his own trust. So it's not an obligation to put in their production all what we think we could do. What is interesting is to do with each of them, at least some aspects, to work on it. And for example, the question of the continuo, basso continuo, for me is very interesting because it's one of my specialty as a researcher. And Alexis Kosenko, Hervé Niquet and Christophe, they do totally different things. And so it's not the question that one is right, one is wrong, or I am happy, I am not unhappy. It's not this the question. But thanks to the three of them, I can hear 3 versions, different, and it challenge my ideas. And so sometimes I feel, no, this is not the right way, but it's not a problem. It's just one production. And so it's very interesting also because the operas by Lully have been composed during 15 years. So they're all different. and you have a first part of the history with three or four operas, then you have a second part and the latest operas, which are totally different. And so working on Percé last year and on Cadmus this year, the pieces are so different, are using the orchestra, the singers, the choir in such a different way that it also helps me to understand that the recitative by Lully, there is not one recitative by Lully. There is the recitative in Cadmus et Hermione, and the one in Percé is totally different. And so now, thanks to the work with Christophe, I discover and I realize some things which will help me to continue to work on this in a different way after this production.
Grazie, Benoît Radwicki.
Merci beaucoup.